Welcome back to Over the Bar, the podcast that is nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. So you finished your first year and are back for more. Luckily, in your second year, you've got more choices when it comes to classes. Stephen will discuss what you should take in order to dominate your second year.
You don't have a lot of choices during first year in most law schools. So you may take a contracts class in first semester or second semester, but at some point you'll almost always have taken it. Contracts and torts and civil procedure, things like that. At Hastings, we have a statutory class. So that's an elective you get to choose, or you take constitutional law one during the first year, second semester. But basically everything else, you know, it's all slotted for you. For 2L and 3L, what I would say is, at least in relation to the California bar exam, especially, but to some extent the UBE, what I would suggest is take all the bar classes you can. There are 15 bar subjects. What I would say, there are two subjects, community property and remedies, that if the only reason you're taking them is the bar exam, don't do it. Because you can pick those two subjects up very, very quickly during the bar review process. Now, there are reasons to take remedies or community property. So in other words, if that's the only class you can take that gives you a certain number of units that you have left so that you graduate, well, hey, the first ability is availability. You better do that, right? Or if you just love the idea of remedies and you want to know all the different ways you can get money from other people, then please take the class. But what I said was, if the only reason you're taking it is because it's a bar exam subject, don't do it. So, you know, so again, there are reasons to do it, but if it's just, hey, I got to make sure I take all 15 subjects. Yeah, no, you don't. So if you want to take like an employment law class or an intellectual property class or some other class that inspires you, hey, do it. Remedies and community property. Those are the two sort of optional classes because you can pick them up during bar review pretty quickly. The others, I wouldn't risk.
Thanks for tuning in to Over the Bar. If you found these bite-sized law tips useful, be sure to rate and subscribe. If you're looking for more help, go to calweaselbartutorial.com for online lectures, past exams, and more that can all help you dominate your exams and pass the bar.